For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
4 to our Thursday chats. We always appreciate your flexibility. Last time we were talking to you, you were I think we were calling you Pop, right? You still Pop? Is that what we're going with?
Yeah, that's right. Happy to report that Lachlan is now over 4 pounds, awesome. which was a big milestone for him. And yesterday he got to put on his Batman onesie. We got it. So that's so we're just knocking out milestones right and left here.
Love it, and still really excited for you and Danny and the rest of the family. And I know as a guy who has covered the Dogs for a long, long time, obviously you're a big college football fan yourself, so for a lot of folks, this is today and this weekend is like Christmas. You feel like that also if you put your fan hat on for a second as opposed to your reporter hat?
Oh, I do. You know, during the season, actually, I really like Thursday night football because, as you know, there's no practice access on Thursdays over at the Butts Mayor Building, and Thursday certainly not an off day for me during the regular season, but it is an off evening. So I've, for a long time, hosted a Thursday night little football gathering, for Thursday night football, and, it's going to be great. No matter what predicted outcome you may have for Clemson and Georgia Tech, I mean, I always find it intriguing to watch, that little program down the road and see what they're doing. And I think everybody knows what's going to happen tonight, but it's just kind of, exactly what will they look like. And, across college football everywhere, it's exciting. I mean, it was good to see Florida and Miami go at it, last weekend, even though it was some pretty bad football when you get right down to it. And then tonight, Logan talking about how good it feels outside and packing up the car. I'm literally
yes, sir.
Packing up the car. I'm heading to Nashville, within a couple of hours here. I'll be heading on up to Music City. Want to get on the ground tonight. My wife and I always enjoy a place called Merchant's Grill up there right on Broadway. Really cool little place on Broadway, and have some dinner tonight and hit the bricks in the morning, and see the scene there. The word is that 30,000 Georgia fans, whether they're all getting into Vanderbilt Stadium or not, we'll find out. But that many are descending upon Music City, and there's a lot going on in that town besides that. So I'm going to go ahead and get up there and kind of check out the scene and see what's going on. This is a big opener, first SEC road game in a quarter century that Georgia opened with, and a lot of people are obviously excited about Georgia's season. So we're going to go up there and get in the middle of all that.
Chip, I always like your boots on the ground road trip away from Athens covers, looking very forward to that. But I think Vivid Seats came out. They're predicting from whatever algorithm they have that 69 or 70% of the seats are going to be Georgia fans. It's always a great trip to Nashville. I know plenty of Georgia fans that love that biannual trip. But because it's opening week, Labor Day, a long weekend in Nashville, are we expecting just like a much more, raucous Georgia scene than normal up there this weekend?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of one of those perfect storm situations again. And, when you think about it, when you look at Georgia's schedule, there's not a lot else like this, anywhere. There are 90 great road trips. You always have the Georgia-Florida game like you always do. And that kind of thing, and Knoxville in the middle of the season, but to have this right out of the gate, I think makes it perfect, And not only that, let's face it, the anticipation of a favorable outcome as well, Labor Day weekend, and look, Georgia, there's no question, Georgia right now, I mean, at this place in time in history, probably travels better than any SEC team in the league, including Alabama. I mean, Alabama fans at this point are kind of jaded, right? And they got to save their money up for the college football playoffs every year. But Georgia is probably the most excited fan base there is in the country. And so they go, you know, wherever Georgia goes, whenever there's some kind of game like this. You add into it the Labor Day weekend. You add into the fact that it's Nashville. You know, same thing happens when Tennessee goes there, Alabama goes there, LSU. It's just there's just some realities with the Vanderbilt fan base. But right now, Georgia's probably the most motivated ticket buyer in all of college football. And the combination therein, you know, it's going to be covered up red and black down in the Honky Tonk District, I think.
It's kind of interesting, too. Vandy's first two home games are Georgia and LSU. And those might be the two fan bases in the country, or excuse me, in the conference, maybe in the country, they're going to travel as hard as anybody else. I know LSU, they've got that game at Texas that they've got to deal with, and then they go to Vanderbilt. But it is going to be interesting to see by the end of the month which fan base brings it more, the Georgia fan base this weekend, or what LSU, you know, kind of their takeover of Nashville in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably a pretty good argument if you made argument on motivated fan bases, because you know, as you know, LSU always is that way in baseball. But all of that's always attached to the optimism and everything surrounding your team. And I think LSU's football team, you know, is very excited about the season. And you know, over there in Bayou Country, they're talking about knocking Alabama off their perch. So, you know, there's definitely a motivation among that group as well. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see. They got, you know, Vanderbilt, look, they know who they are. You know, they claim they're trying to, you know, keep the opposing team out. But at the end of the day, you're trying to make money. So they have 2 3-game flex packages. One of them including Georgia, one of them including LSU for season tickets. And, you know, I mean, Georgia fans and LSU fans, they snatch those up. I mean, there's no question. They make a lot of money that they wouldn't otherwise make because they're not going to sell season tickets on their own. So a lot of times they use the opposing fan base, whether it be Tennessee, Georgia, LSU, Alabama, to get their tickets sold.
Chip, up until last night, I had absolutely no idea what a fruit cookie was. Would you tell us more about these fruit cookies that the offensive line strives for every single week?
Well, first off, I just love Solomon Kinley.
Absolutely.
I mean, he is just the way he looks and his countenance and his personality, you really just want to go up and give him a hug or let him give you a big bear hug. I mean, he's just like the sweetest guy there is. And we were actually talking about there was a lot of stuff in a 10-minute conversation with Solomon Kinley that came up, and one of those is how he flips a switch in a game. And he is, if you watch during a game, maybe second only to Cade Mays, he's the guy who's, you know, executing that extra shove on the ground or, you know, and apparently does a lot of talking during the games. But, you know, the subject came up, you know, about treats and that kind of stuff. And he proceeded to tell us the story of Jake Fromm's grandmother's fruit cookies is what he called them. Now, I imagine Mrs. Fromm, and I actually don't know if it's Mrs. Fromm or Mrs. Haskins on which side of the Fromm family the cookies came from. I'll do some more reporting on that and get to the bottom of it.
Good.
But apparently they come in a big pan, you know, and it's just sweet cookie dough on the bottom, and then it's icing across the top, and it's some kind of fruit on the top of that. And, you know, the conversation started with Trey Hill, who played with Jake Fromm at Houston County in those, you know, those meeting rooms. You're sitting around for hours. Talked about Trey Hill, said, I remember your grandmama to Jake used to bring those fruit cookies, you know, after games and stuff to us. And Jake Fromm told me, I tell you what, you keep me clean, which is a football jargon for don't let me get hit or sacked, and I'll bring those cookies after every game. And apparently that is a tradition that started last year. And of course, in Solomon Kinley's, you know, great personality and way, you know, he says, man, I mean, he said, I love them fruit cookies. It's worth it. You know, I mean, so he said that's their motivation this fall, is to earn fruit cookies after every game. And, you know, I tell you, you know, against Vanderbilt this weekend, if Jake Fromm is able to come out of that without getting sacked, you know, they will have earned their fruit cut cookies well, and Georgia will have definitely won the ball game.
Talking with Chip Towers.
Chip, you also had a chance yesterday to talk to Monty Rice, who I think, and personally, I believe is going to be a major, major player on that defensive side of the ball this year. We kind of forget at times that he was injured at the end of last season, missed some very, very key games for the Bulldogs. But just overall, what you've observed at practice and had a chance to talk with Monty Rice, what should Georgia fans be expecting from one of the leaders on defense this fall?
You know, I was kind of noticing last night, he's in better shape than he's ever been. And more importantly, as you referred to, he's healthier than he's been in a long time. He was not healthy last year. So early in the year, he played with a knee injury, and then he missed the SEC championship game and the Sugar Bowl. You know, everybody, you know, looks at that Sugar Bowl performance and no, you know, Georgia was not motivated. There's no question. If there was any question about whether Georgia is motivated now by the national title and nothing else, then the Sugar Bowl was a perfect example. But, you know, also in that Sugar Bowl, you were missing Monty Rice in the middle. You're missing DeAndre Walker outside. You're missing DeAndre Baker at the cornerback position. You're missing Jordan Davis. You know, people forget that he missed that game due to injury. Now, was that because, you know, you're just tired and you don't care about that game? I don't know, but not with Monty Rice. And for the first time, he kind of explained what happened in pregame warmups, where he felt a pull, a sharp pain in his foot in pregame warmups. I think it might have been I'm trying to remember which game
it was. UMass. It was the UMass game.
UMass game, yeah, because – that's one of those deals. I mean, we're always looking from the press box. You're kind of checking off on your dress-out list and seeing who all is there. And, you know, I didn't see the injury happen, but I remember, you know, there's Monty Rice, okay, blah, 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 blah. And then the game goes, where's Monty Rice? And he pulled his, you know, broke his foot, basically, in pregame warm-ups. But he was happy to pronounce last night that he is healthier than he's felt in a long time. And yes, Logan, I do think that he's a real difference maker. I mean, I think he's an all-conference caliber inside linebacker. He's coming in his own. You know, he's a little bit undersized for the position, and I hate to compare anybody to Roquan Smith because there is no comparison in that regard, but he is Roquan Smith-like when it comes to sideline speed. And Georgia was missing that at times last year. So if you get good upfront play, and you got a pretty quick guy who can stick to you on those tackles, you got something going. And I think Monty Rice being healthy and, of course, being pushed by the competition of N'Kobe Dean, Channing Tindall, just all those young guys up and coming, I think you've got a very motivated, very healthy Monty Rice that's going to help your defense a lot.
Hey, Chip, over the last, 40 to 50 years, yes, Vandy has been kind of the dregs of the SEC, but over the last 5 to 10 years, that's not the case. So how do you kind of rationalize this game coming up Saturday night? And, you know, does Vandy deserve a little bit more respect, a little more credit than they probably get? And, you know, how do you kind of see this thing potentially playing out on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, I do. Look, you know, I'm not a gambler and all that kind of stuff, but I always look at those big lines like you have in this game. It's, you know, it's an SEC opponent. It's on the road. You know, generally these first games, Florida and Miami being a good example, you're not real sharp and tight. There's no preseason games in college football. So, you know, I don't care how much you scrimmage. It's just not the same till you get under lights and you're trying to get the timing down. Jake Fromm and this wide receiver core, that's a big storyline. I'm sitting here at my desk right now doing the, you know, 5 things to watch for in the game before I head out of town, and that's one of them. You know, this wide receiver core, what are they going to look like? Are they going to be able to replace? You're talking about 92% of the receiving yards off of last year's team, 72%. Of the receiving touchdowns is gone. And Jake Fromm has busted his butt, you know, to get the timing down and do everything he can with those guys. But until you get under the lights and you do this thing live, you can't be sure. The other side of it is look, Derek Mason, Vanderbilt's a different animal under Derek Mason. It's not quite where it was with James Franklin, but they're very dangerous. And I say this all the time, David, you know this, you know, you have kids and stepkids and everything else. I mean, I'd love for my son to get a scholarship offer to Vanderbilt University, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know, and so that they're offering out grants and aid, too. And that's why you're able to get guys like Jared Pinkney out of Alabama. You look at, out of Georgia, you look at their offensive side of the ball. And granted, they're starting over at quarterback. But you're talking about in Kalijah Lipscomb, you know, arguably the best wide receiver in the league. You're talking to Jared Pinkney, you know, the best returning tight end in college football, and Keyshawn Vaughn, the best returning running back in the league. You know, that's all three levels. So you got a quarterback, you're not sure what they're going to look like. I don't know. There's a lot of unknowns. I mean, I think it's a dangerous game. Now that I'm not predicting an upset. But, you know, I'm being a little Kirby Smart here. I mean, this is what they're looking at. At the end of the day, I think Georgia's lines of scrimmage are going to be too much. Probably on a positive note, you know, I went into preseason camp with a lot of questions and concerns about Georgia's defensive line. I'm coming out of it feeling a lot better about it just because of so much experience and those guys have kind of stayed healthy. And then the young guys like Trayvon Walker have impressed. Same thing with the secondary. I feel a whole lot better about it now than I did going in. So, I mean, I think Georgia's just got too much everything for Vanderbilt. But you can't take this lightly. And I fully expect, you know, some high tension moments of the game, especially in the first half. That's been kind of the formula the last couple of years. But Vanderbilt's knocked them off in recent years. And you don't have to go that far to 2016 when they last beat them in Athens, and maybe it was 2013 or something like that when they beat him up in that. It ain't ancient history. It happens fairly regularly, and, you know, I don't think it's going to happen this year, but don't go to sleep on those Commodores.
Chip, safe travels. You guys enjoy the Merchant's Grill tonight in Nashville, and we will catch you back in Athens next week.
All right, look forward to it.
All right.
Thanks, Chip.
Chip Towers from the AJC, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and the AJC.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.